I know Christmas is a big deal in this country. Starts before Halloween and ends, well, if the retailers and the folks who never take down their twinkle lights are right, it never really ends. Fa-la-la-la. But I want to say a word for those folks Christmas leaves behind in the hustle and bustle of consumerism. The forgotten folks for whom Christmas is out of reach. The unemployed, the infirm, the senile, the demented, all life's reluctant losers. Yeah, I'm talking about the South End. So as you enjoy the festive moments of the holiday, occasionally give pause to remember us huddled masses down below the Mountain View Dixon line, so far from Costco and Walmart and the Camino Plaza Mega Mall. We'll be celebrating in our own way. Probably no power if there's a wind stronger than 15 miles per hour. No TV specials because we don't get cable. No friends dropping by for an eggnog or six. Right, because we don't have friends. But don't pity us. We'll be fine. We'll be okay. Our shacks aren't mortgaged to the rafters with subprime loan money. Our investments aren't dropping with the price of oil going up and the Dow Jones on a roller coaster run by Mr. Grinch. Our cars aren't being repossessed. Hell, they don't even run. Our health care insurance isn't sky high. We don't have any. No, we'll be all right. We'll pop a Prozac and slam a celebratory beer. Maybe skip the 100th rerun of It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on Mountain View Road. Maybe just have some neighbors in, play Jingle Bells on the banjo, cook up a potluck, drink last year's blackberry wine that wasn't county road sprayed, and, like always, hope for a better year next one. No wars, peace on earth. Don't y'all worry about us. One thing we know, it's how to celebrate Christmas.